Chapter 4. Traffic Laws. Traffic laws protect all who share Illinois streets and highways. It is important for a driver to obey the orders of police officers, firefighters, highway authority officials, or uniformed adult school crossing guards who are directing traffic or performing their official duties. Proper action when stopped by law enforcement. For the safety of vehicle operators and law enforcement officers, drivers stopped by police should adhere to the following suggestions. Slow down and safely pull over onto the right-hand shoulder of the roadway. If there is no shoulder or it is too narrow to pull over, the driver should find the next safest location and pull over. Do not slam on the brakes or stop in the lane of traffic. Drivers should not stop their vehicle on bridges, curves, next to guardrails, concrete walls, medians, or any place where it would be difficult for other vehicles to pass. A vehicle should not be stopped too close to the solid white line, as it may get struck by oncoming traffic. Stay in the vehicle with both hands clearly in sight on the steering wheel. Drivers should keep their hands on the steering wheel until the police officer instructs them otherwise or the traffic stop is complete. Be prepared for the officer to approach from either the driver or passenger side of the vehicle. Do not exit the vehicle unless asked to do so. Getting out of the vehicle can be perceived as aggressive behavior and a threat to the police officer's safety. Comply with the officer's request to see a driver's license and proof of insurance. If these items are in the glove box or under the seat, or if the proof of insurance is stored for display on a cell phone, the driver should inform the police officer of that fact and then follow the officer's directions before retrieving the information. Vehicle operators are required to have a valid driver's license, registration, and insurance in order to operate a vehicle. If a driver cannot identify an unmarked police vehicle and/or the driver is law enforcement, he/she should drive slowly and carefully below the speed limit and either, 1, pull over at a well-lit, populated location, 2, drive carefully to the nearest police station and attempt to attract the attention of a uniformed officer, 3. Call 911. A driver should activate the vehicle's hazard lights as a helpful way to communicate intentions with the police officer. If a driver is being stopped at night, it is acceptable to turn on the interior light of the vehicle. A traffic stop could indicate the driver has committed a minor traffic violation without realizing it. There also may be a problem with the vehicle of which the driver is unaware, or the vehicle may be similar to one used in a serious crime. Many officers will not provide the driver with specific reasons for the stop until they have obtained the driver's license, vehicle registration, and insurance card from the driver. If the traffic stop results in a ticket or arrest for the driver, he/she should not debate the reason for the stop or argue with the police officer. Should not refuse to sign a ticket if issued. A traffic ticket requires the driver's signature. Signing a ticket is not an admission of the driver's guilt, only an acknowledgement of receiving the ticket. Should not be incooperative with law enforcement at the scene. If a driver is suspected of drunk driving, refusal to submit to breath, urine, blood, or performance tests can result in the loss of driving privileges. Should not argue about the ticket at the time of issuance. If a driver believes an offense was not committed or the ticket was issued unfairly, he/she will have the opportunity to present the case in traffic court. Should not resist arrest if taken into custody by the police. A driver is to be treated with dignity and respect by law enforcement officers. If a driver believes that an officer has acted inappropriately during a traffic stop or other encounter, he/she should report the conduct as soon as possible to the officer's superiors. Officers are required to provide their names and badge numbers upon request. Written complaints can be filed with the agency's Internal Affairs Division or Civilian Complaint Board. Regardless of what action is taken, police officers are legally required to document all traffic stops, which includes obtaining the driver's name and address for data collection purposes. Distracted driving. Illinois law prohibits the use of handheld cell phones, texting, or using other electronic communications while operating a motor vehicle. Hands-free devices or Bluetooth technology is allowed for persons age 19 and older. Illinois law prohibits the use of headsets while driving. Headsets are defined as any device, other than a hearing aid, that allows a person to hear or receive electronic communications. The use of a single-sided headset or earpiece with a wireless cell phone device is permitted while driving. Motorcycle, motor-driven cycle, and moped operators may use intercom helmets, which permit a driver and/or passengers to speak to one another. using hands-free technology such as a headset or voice-activated controls is considered a distraction while driving and can be dangerous. If a driver must make a phone call, even with hands-free technology, it is recommended the driver pull off to the side of the road before making the call. Using a cell phone while holding the device and utilizing the speakerphone is not considered hands-free and is a violation of Illinois law. Watching or streaming a live video on a cell phone is also a violation of Illinois law. The only time an Illinois driver can use a cell phone that is not hands-free is to report an emergency situation, while parked on the shoulder of a roadway, while stopped due to normal traffic being obstructed and the vehicle is in neutral or park. A driver who is in a crash with a motor vehicle, bicyclist, pedestrian or any road user caused by distracted driving may face criminal penalties and incarceration. Safety belt law. Illinois law requires all drivers and passengers, front and back seat, age 8 and older to wear safety belts even if the vehicle is equipped with airbags. Passengers under age 8 must be secured in an appropriate child restraint system as covered by the Child Passenger Protection Act. If a passenger has a disability or medical condition that makes him, her unable to secure his, her own safety belt, the driver is responsible for securing and adjusting the safety belt for that passenger. It is the responsibility of the driver to ensure all passengers obey the safety belt law and the Child Passenger Protection Act. Safety belt fitting. The lap belt should be worn across the hip bones and should never be positioned across the stomach or soft part of the abdomen. The shoulder strap should be as snug as possible but still allow the driver to reach important controls. Occupants should adjust the shoulder strap so it is comfortable and does not cross the body at or near the neck or face. The shoulder strap of the seat belt should never be placed behind the back or under the arm. Airbag safety. Airbags are designed to provide supplemental protection in combination with safety belts. Airbags are life-saving devices, but special precautions should be taken when driving in airbag-equipped vehicles. A distance of 10 to 12 inches between the driver and the airbag is desirable, especially for short, elderly, or pregnant drivers. Passengers should position their seats as far back as possible, tilting the seat back slightly if necessary. Children riding in the front seat can be seriously injured or killed when an airbag deploys in a crash. It is recommended that children ages 12 and younger be properly secured in the back seat. If children under age 8 must ride in the front passenger seat with an active airbag, they should be in a properly installed, appropriate child safety seat with the seat as far back as possible. Rear-facing child safety seats should never be installed in front of an active airbag. Some vehicles, such as pickup trucks, have the option to turn off the passenger side front airbag. Child Passenger Protection Act. The Child Passenger Protection Act requires all children under age 8 be properly secured in an appropriate child safety restraint system. This includes the use of booster seats, which must only be used with a lap, shoulder safety belt if the back seat of the vehicle is not equipped with lap, shoulder type safety belts. A child weighing more than 40 pounds may be transported in the back seat without a booster seat, secured with a lap belt only. Effective January 1, 2019, Illinois law requires children to be properly secured in a rear-facing child restraint system until age 2 unless they weigh more than 40 pounds or are more than 40 inches tall. Drivers wanting more information on child safety seat recalls or a safety seat inspected for proper installation should visit www.safercar.gov. Speed limits. Speeding is one of the leading contributors to vehicle crashes, deaths, and serious injuries on roadways. Individuals may drive at the maximum allowable speed only under safe conditions. For safety purposes, a minimum speed limit may be posted along certain roadways. When minimum limits are not posted, a driver should not drive so slow as to create an interference with the normal movement of traffic. The following speed limits apply, unless otherwise posted. Interstates and tollways, 70 miles per hour. Highways with four lanes, 65 miles per hour. Other highways and rural areas, 55 miles per hour. City-town areas, 30 miles per hour. Alleys, 15 miles per hour. School zones, 20 miles per hour, on school days between 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. when children are present and signs are posted. Local municipalities have the discretion to post speed limits different from those listed. A driver must take care to slow down when approaching and crossing an intersection, going around a curve, approaching the top of a hill, or traveling on a narrow and winding roadway. A driver must be aware that there may always be dangers present due to pedestrians, bicyclists, traffic, weather, mechanical problems, or road conditions. Construction zones, emergency vehicles, school zones, and funeral processions. Construction zones. When approaching or entering a highway construction or maintenance area, also known as work zones, Illinois law requires motorists to slow down, discontinue wireless, cell phone use, unless using a hands-free device that may include the use of a single-sided headset, yield to any authorized vehicles or workers in the area, change to a lane away from the workers when possible, and proceed with caution. Motorists must obey the posted construction zone speed limit 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, regardless of the presence of workers. Standard speed limits may be reduced due to the presence of workers or because normal driving conditions do not exist in a construction zone. There may be narrow lanes, drop-offs between lanes or at the edge of the pavement, lane closures, construction equipment, or obstructions near open lanes of traffic. The speed limit may be further reduced when workers are present. Emergency maintenance vehicles. When approaching a stationary, non-moving, emergency maintenance vehicle using visual signals, Illinois law requires motorists to yield, change to a lane away from the emergency workers when possible, and proceed with caution. If a lane change is not possible, a driver should reduce speed and proceed with caution. Illinois law prohibits photography and the use of wireless cell phones within 500 feet of an emergency scene, except in certain circumstances. When being approached by an emergency vehicle using audible and visual signals, lights and/or sirens, Illinois law requires motorists to immediately pull to the right side of the road and allow the emergency vehicle to pass. In some cases, a complete stop may be necessary to allow the emergency vehicle to pass. If stopped at an intersection with two-way traffic, remain stopped until the emergency vehicle passes through the intersection. A driver is prohibited from driving over fire hoses, unless permitted by a fire official in command of the scene. School zones. When approaching a marked school zone between 7 a.m. and 4 p.m., on days when school is in operation and children are present, a driver must discontinue wireless, cell phone use, unless using a hands-free device that may include the use of a single-sided headset, reduce speed to 20 miles per hour, and stop and yield the right of way to any children or adults in the crosswalk area. Funeral processions. Motorists encountering a funeral procession must yield the right of way to all vehicles in the procession. Motorists in a funeral procession should have their headlights and hazard lights turned on. Motorists should not drive between vehicles in an organized funeral procession, except when directed to do so by a law enforcement officer. Vehicles are prohibited from joining a funeral procession for the purpose of securing the right of way or attempting to pass any vehicle in an organized funeral procession, except where a passing lane has been specifically provided. Local municipalities may impound a vehicle that interferes with a funeral procession due to reckless driving. Right of way. A driver must yield the right of way to other drivers, bicyclists, or pedestrians when making a right turn on a red light after a complete stop. After coming to a complete stop at an intersection where there is a stop sign or flashing red signal. If there is no stop line, stop before the crosswalk. If there is no crosswalk or stop line, stop at a place where all approaching traffic can be seen. When making a left turn on a red light after a stop from a one-way street to another one-way street with traffic moving to the left. When more than one driver reaches a four-way stop intersection, the first driver to stop should be the first to go. When two vehicles on different roadways arrive at a four-way stop intersection at the same time, the vehicle on the left should yield to the vehicle on the right. When entering an intersection with a flashing yellow arrow. When two vehicles on different roadways reach an uncontrolled intersection at the same time, the vehicle on the left should yield to the vehicle on the right. When making a left-hand turn into oncoming traffic. If drivers enter an intersection while the light is green, they may finish the turn even though the light turns red. When approaching a merge sign with through traffic, a driver must increase or decrease speed to avoid a crash. When approaching a yield sign, a driver should slow down or stop to avoid a crash. Even after the light turns green when there are vehicles in the intersection. When emerging from an alley, building, private road or driveway after coming to a complete stop. to cross traffic when on the terminating highway of AT intersection with no traffic control signs or signals. When approaching emergency vehicles using audible and visual signals. A driver may not enter an intersection or drive within a marked crosswalk unless there is enough space to allow passage of other vehicles and/or pedestrians. Drive onto a railroad crossing. Pedestrian right of way. A driver must come to a complete stop and yield when a pedestrian is in a marked crosswalk. On school days, when children are in close proximity to a school zone crosswalk, a driver must yield when a pedestrian is in an unmarked crosswalk on the driver's side of the roadway and there are no traffic control signals. When making a turn at any intersection. When making a lawful turn on a red light after coming to a complete stop. After coming to a complete stop at a stop sign or flashing red signal at an intersection. When a pedestrian enters a crosswalk before the traffic light changes. When a pedestrian is walking with a green light, to a walking person symbol or to a walk signal. When a pedestrian is leaving or entering a street or highway from an alley, building, private road or driveway. When a pedestrian is entering an intersection with a flashing yellow arrow. To a person with disabilities, including physical, hearing and visual disabilities. Passing. Drivers must use caution when passing another vehicle. On a two-lane highway, the left lane should be clearly visible and free of oncoming traffic for a distance great enough to permit passing. Drivers should not turn back into the right-hand lane until the entire vehicle they have just passed is visible in the rearview mirror. Drivers must return to their lane before getting within 200 feet of an oncoming vehicle. The driver of the vehicle being passed must not increase speed until the passing vehicle has completed its maneuver. It is against the law to flash turn signals as a courtesy or do pass signal to other drivers. Driving off the pavement or main traveled part of the road is not allowed when passing another vehicle on the right or the left. When passing a pedestrian who is walking on the road or shoulder of the roadway, a driver must keep a minimum of 3 feet between the vehicle and the pedestrian. When passing a bicyclist on any road, including a bicyclist on the road shoulder or in a dedicated bicycle lane, a driver must keep a minimum distance of 3 feet from the bicyclist. Drivers may pass on the right, but not on the shoulder except for authorized vehicles. When they have enough room on a two-lane roadway, and when the vehicle being passed is making or is about to make a left turn. On a one-way street or on a roadway with two or more clear lanes in each direction. At an intersection widened for this purpose. Passing on a two-lane, two-way roadway is not allowed. In an area marked for no passing by a solid yellow line or with a do not pass or no passing zone sign. On a hill or curve where it is not possible to see oncoming vehicles. Within 100 feet of an intersection or railroad crossing. When the view is blocked within 100 feet of any bridge, viaduct or tunnel. When a vehicle has stopped at a crosswalk or intersection to allow a pedestrian to cross. In a construction zone. All construction zones in Illinois are no passing zones. In any school zone located in an unincorporated area. In any posted school zone in an incorporated area. When a school bus has stopped to load or discharge passengers. Lane usage. Drivers must drive on the right half of the roadway except when passing another vehicle moving in the same direction on a two-lane highway, interstate highway or controlled freeway. When a blockage makes it necessary to drive to the left of the center line, drivers may drive on the left after yielding to oncoming traffic. On a roadway divided into three marked lanes for traffic. On a one-way street with two or more lanes of traffic. When directed to drive in a left lane by traffic control signs and signals on a multi-lane, two-way highway. When crossing the center line to make a left turn into or from an alley, private road or driveway. When approaching a stationary emergency vehicle. When roadway construction is located in or in close proximity to the right lane or right shoulder. When driving on an interstate highway or full access controlled freeway, a driver may not drive in the left lane, except when passing another vehicle. Exceptions include when no other vehicle is directly behind the vehicle being driven in the left lane. Traffic conditions, congestion make it impractical to drive in the right lane. Weather conditions make it necessary to use the left lane. There is an obstruction or hazard in the right lane. The driver is changing lanes to yield to emergency or construction vehicles. Additional rules apply in certain situations. Slow vehicles must use the right-hand lane except when passing or making a left turn. Weaving from lane to move faster than the traffic flow is unlawful. Traffic must travel in the direction of posted one-way streets or roadways. This rule does not apply to police and emergency vehicles using sirens or flashing lights. It is unlawful to drive across median strips such as unpaved strips or median barriers. A driver may turn left across a paved dividing space unless it is not permitted by a traffic control sign or signal. A driver must not enter or leave any controlled access roadway except at a posted entrance or exit. A driver may not back up on any shoulder or roadway of any controlled access roadway. A driver may not back up on other roadways unless it is done safely and does not interfere with other vehicles. A driver or passenger may not open doors on the side of a vehicle on which traffic is moving unless it can be done safely and without interfering with vehicle or bicycle traffic. The door may remain open only long enough to load or unload passengers. Drivers should consider using their right hand to open the vehicle door as this gives them the opportunity to turn and check for oncoming vehicles and bicyclists. This is more commonly known as the Dutch reach. Signaling. In a business or residential area, a driver must give a continuous turn signal for at least 100 feet before turning. In other areas, the signal must be given at least 200 feet before turning. A driver may signal in two ways. Electrical turn signals. A driver should apply the right turn signal for a right turn and the left turn signal for a left turn. Hand and arm signals. A driver should give the signal using the left arm. For a right turn, the hand and arm are extended straight up. For a left turn, the hand and arm are extended straight out to the left. To slow down or stop, the hand and arm are extended down. Turning. Right turns. When making a right turn, a driver should give a right turn signal from the proper turning lane. Obey traffic signs and signals. Yield the right of way to pedestrians, emergency vehicles, and other vehicles in the intersection. Check traffic approaching from the left. Follow the general curve of the curb while making the right turn. The driver should stay as close as possible to the curb. Turn into the right-hand lane of the roadway the driver is entering. Be aware that trucks and buses may need more space to make a right-hand turn. Be aware of any bike lanes and check for bicyclists approaching the intersection. Left turns. When making a left turn, a driver should give a left turn signal from the proper turning lane. Obey traffic signs and signals. Yield the right of way to pedestrians, emergency vehicles, and other vehicles in the intersection. Check all approaching traffic. Point the wheels straight ahead until starting to make the turn. Complete the turn into the lane closest to the intended direction. Changing lanes. When moving a vehicle from the right-hand lane to the left-hand lane, drivers should check for traffic behind the vehicle and to the left by turning their head and visually assessing the area. If the area is clear, the driver should give the left turn signal and carefully move into the left lane. When moving a vehicle from the left-hand lane to the right-hand lane, drivers should check for traffic behind the vehicle and to the right by turning their head and visually assessing the area. If the area is clear, the driver should give the right turn signal and carefully move into the right lane. U-turns. Drivers must not turn around on curves and hills unless they can see for at least 500 feet in all directions. Municipalities may prohibit U-turns on some roadways. Hazard signal. Both turn signals may be flashed at the same time by a driver to indicate a disabled or parked vehicle. Two-way left turn lane. The two-way left turn lane provides a safe area for cars making left turns at intersections or for cars turning left into or out of a drive located in the middle of the block. Turns and lane changes in construction zones. A driver should pay special attention to signs, barricades, and pavement markings when turning or changing lanes. Rotaries and roundabouts. A rotary or roundabout is an intersection where traffic travels around a central island in a circular, counterclockwise direction. Roundabouts may have more than one lane of traffic. Vehicles entering or exiting a roundabout must yield to all traffic, including pedestrians and bicycles. When drivers approach a roundabout, they should slow down and look for signs and any pavement markings prohibiting certain movements. Enter the roundabout by turning right when safe to do so. Stay in their lane. Use their vehicle's right turn signal to let other drivers know they are exiting the roundabout. Some tips for safely maneuvering in a rotary or roundabout include: a driver should look for street and direction signs when approaching and before entering a roundabout. This will help determine which exit to take. These signs should be posted along the roadside before reaching the roundabout. Drivers should not change lanes or take an exit before checking for vehicles that may be continuing through the roundabout. A driver should expect vehicles to be in blind spots where they cannot be seen in rearview or side mirrors. Special stops. School buses. The only time a vehicle is not required to stop for a school bus is when both vehicles are on a four-lane roadway and the bus is stopped in the opposite direction from which a driver is traveling. Any other time, a driver must stop before meeting or overtaking, passing, a school bus that is stopped and loading or unloading passengers. This includes any two-lane roadway, in rural areas and within city limits. Any roadway, highway or private road. Any parking lot located on school property. A warning will be given by the school bus at least 100 feet, 200 feet in rural areas, in advance of a stop. The bus driver will flash lights on the front and rear of the bus. The school bus stop signal arm will be extended after the school bus has come to a complete stop. A driver approaching a school bus from the opposite direction must come to a complete stop and remain stopped until the stop signal arm is no longer extended and the flashing lights are turned off or the school bus driver signals vehicles to pass. A conviction for passing a stopped school bus with flashing lights and the stop arm extended will result in the suspension of an individual's driver's license. If the owner of the vehicle were not driving when the offense occurred, they must provide the state's attorney's office with the name of the person driving the vehicle or their vehicle registration will be suspended for 3 months. Railroad crossing. A driver must yield the right of way to any approaching train or railroad equipment. When approaching a railroad crossing, a driver must stop within 15 to 50 feet if there is a posted stop sign, if the electric signal is flashing or if the crossing gate is lowered. A driver also must stop if a flagger issues a signal to stop or a train is approaching and/or gives a warning. A driver may proceed only after the gate is all the way up, the lights are no longer flashing or the flagger has signaled traffic to proceed. A driver should visually check all the tracks for any additional oncoming trains or railroad equipment before proceeding. If a railroad crossing has no warning devices or only a crossbuck sign, a driver should slow down, look in both directions of the track and listen for a train or railroad equipment. If safe to do so, a driver should then proceed with caution across the railroad crossing. Drivers may not enter a highway railroad crossing unless there is sufficient space on the other side of the crossing to accommodate their vehicle without obstructing passage of a train or other railroad equipment using the rails. Vehicles required by law to stop at most all railroad crossings are vehicles carrying people for hire, school buses and vehicles carrying hazardous materials. If a vehicle becomes disabled and is stuck or stalls on railroad tracks, everyone in the vehicle should get out immediately, call 911 and move away from the tracks at a 45-degree angle in the direction of the train. This action keeps everyone safe from the forward-flying debris if the train strikes the vehicle. If possible, the driver or one of the passengers should call the Railroad Emergency Notification System. This number is located on the blue sign affixed to the railroad crossing post near the tracks. The following are important laws and safety tips when approaching a railroad crossing. Drive as though expecting a train on any track at any time. Once a train has passed, always look for a second train on another track before proceeding. Check carefully to make sure there is enough room for a vehicle on the other side of the railroad track. If there is not enough room, a driver should not cross the tracks. If a vehicle has a manual transmission, shift down before reaching the tracks. To avoid stalling, do not change gears while crossing the track. Never race a train. Be prepared to stop when behind vehicles required to stop at railroad crossings. Alleys, driveways. In urban areas, a driver must come to a complete stop when moving out of an alley, building, private road or driveway, and before entering the sidewalk area. If there is no sidewalk, a driver should stop at a point nearest the street or roadway where there is a view of approaching traffic. After stopping, a driver should yield the right of way to pedestrians and all vehicles. If drivers are making a turn from the alley or driveway, they should use the appropriate turn signal indicating the intended direction. Parking. Hill parking. Anytime drivers park on a hill, they should put the gear select in park and set the parking, emergency brake if necessary. When starting a vehicle from an uphill or downhill location, a driver should release the parking, emergency brake, give the correct signal, check for oncoming traffic and proceed when it is safe to do so. If drivers park on a street with curbing and the vehicle is facing downhill, they should turn the front wheels toward the curb so the vehicle will roll toward the curb. If drivers park facing uphill and there is a curb, they should turn the front wheels away from the curb. If drivers park on a street without curbing, they should turn the wheels toward the side of the road on which the vehicle is parked. Parallel parking. When parking on streets with two-way traffic, a driver should park so the right-hand wheels are parallel to and within 12 inches of the curb. On a one-way street or road, the vehicle should be parked within 12 inches of the right or left curb. Vehicles must be parked in the direction in which traffic is moving. Parking for persons with disabilities. Vehicles displaying license plates or parking placards for persons with disabilities may use spaces reserved for persons with disabilities. The authorized holder of the parking placard or license plates must be present and must enter or exit the vehicle at the time the parking privileges are being used. A striped area on the pavement next to the disabled parking space is part of the reserved space, and vehicles may not use this striped area for parking even if they have a disabled parking placard or disability license plates. Parking for electric vehicles. Some parking areas may have spaces equipped with charging stations for electric vehicles. Only electric vehicles are allowed to park in these designated spaces. Prohibited stopping, standing or parking. Stopping, standing or parking is prohibited in specified places. Local stopping, standing and parking regulations may be posted on signs. There are, however, statewide regulations that are not always indicated by signs. Stopping, standing or parking is prohibited on the roadway side of any parked vehicle, also known as double parking. On a sidewalk, crosswalk or within an intersection. Between a safety zone and the adjacent curb. In a marked, buffered or barrel-protected bike lane. Beside or to the opposite of any street excavation or obstruction if the vehicle would block traffic. On any bridge, overpass, railroad track or within a highway tunnel. On any controlled access roadway, one where a vehicle may enter or exit only at certain points. In the area between roadways of a divided highway, including crossovers. On a paved roadway or highway outside business or residential districts when it is practical to stop or park off the roadway. In an emergency, drivers may stop their vehicle and park only if there is a clear view for 200 feet in each direction. The driver should turn on the emergency flashers and make sure there is enough space for other vehicles to pass. At any place where official signs prohibit stopping, standing or parking. Standing or parking a vehicle, whether occupied or not, is prohibited. In front of a public or private driveway. Within 15 feet of a fire hydrant. Within 20 feet of a fire station driveway or crosswalk at an intersection. Within 30 feet of a stop sign, yield sign or traffic control signal. Parking a vehicle, whether occupied or not, is prohibited. Within 50 feet of the nearest rail of a railroad crossing. On a highway between sunset and sunrise, unless the front and rear parking lights are displayed or the vehicle is within an urban district where lights are not required. Headlights on parked vehicles must be dimmed. Additional laws. Motorists should familiarize themselves with local laws as they may vary between municipalities. Illinois law states a driver or individual may not cause an object to fall from an overpass or other elevated location in the direction of a moving vehicle with the intent to strike it. Drive on a sidewalk except when it is part of a driveway. Overload a vehicle with passengers or freight so that the driver's view is obstructed. There should be no more people in the front and rear seats as there are seat belts. Ride in a house trailer while it is being moved on a street or highway. operate or permit to be operated any sound system, radio, tape player or disc player, at a volume that can be heard 75 feet or more from a vehicle being driven on a highway.